Can you talk a little bit about the major clinical research data sets that have come out, particularly over the last year, that you think are important for docs in practice to know about? You know, it's interesting, we did this project where we tried to look as a group, both with docs in practice as well as investigator faculty, and really try to figure out what is it that docs really need to know. And there was a lot in myeloma. Can you talk about what you consider some of the major data sets right now that we ought to be, you know, sort of keeping top of mind?
I think you could probably break those down into two or three categories. And the first is biology of the disease itself. So really trying to understand the heterogeneity associated with myeloma patients, the cytogenetic differences, the FISH differences. All of these things, I think, separate out sets of patients that have historically been grouped together. So I think that there's some very nice data from the French. There's emerging data from a couple of centers in the U.S. looking at either FISH analysis, cytogenetics analysis, or now even gene expression profiles from the group in Arkansas that are trying to parse out what we have historically called one disease of myeloma into four or five different subsets that perhaps we need to treat differently. And they may have different biologic drivers. So the difference in therapy should not just be a result of one responds better to melphalan than the other, but the difference in therapy may also relate to this is driven by AKT versus this is driven by something else, similar to the HER2 story in breast cancer. So I think that's one set of very important data that's emerging. And again, the French, the Arkansas group, the Mayo group have all published on this biology differences, as has the group from Dana-Farber. So that's one set of data I think that's important.
Could you, before you go on, maybe capsulize a little bit more about these subsets, you know, in terms of sort of intuitive? We have seen this in breast cancer with the different genomically based subtypes, and people now start to think about that clinically. Are we getting close to that, or are we there in myeloma?
I think we're closer. I think that the difficulty we have in using those biologic-based criteria, so for instance, 414 translocation, 17p deletions, 1416 translocation, is that most of the data, even deletion 13, most of the data that looked at those as prognostic features did it in an era of conventional agents. So I think we hope that the new agents are able to overcome those. At least preliminary data says that the new agents are able to overcome those, but we don't have hard data saying that they're completely irrelevant at this point. And to me, that's an important piece of this. Before you say, well, you should treat these patients differently because they do better, you want to know that they do better. Right now, we just know that they don't do well with conventional therapy.